Okay, Mortgage Mom Radio, time now for the Credit Cowboy. He's putting on his spurs and his boots.
He's getting it ready. We had to tell him to drop the guitar. He's not playing today, but
he really wanted to come in here and play a song. He even sent me his theme song to play.
Did he send it to you?
We'll do it the next
time. No, you don't think we should let it go?
We'll play it going into this thing that we're going to do here.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Very good. He's getting everything ready. He's getting all suited up and ready to go. And it's really actually quite funny. So, I brought with me my cowboy boots today. That's
You're
where I came.
You're looking quite country over there.
Yeah, and he rolled through the door, and he was in his cowboy boots, so it's good. It's a good day.
Now, where'd you meet this guy, Steve, the Credit Cowboy?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been working with Steve for years.
You guys seem like you're like lifelong buddies.
Yeah, know? I mean, I've been working with him for years, and he's just done such a great job for my clients that I have sent over there. And, when you find somebody that you can trust that sticks to their word, that gets things done, you see the improvement with your client's credit report. It just makes a giant difference for me and for my referral of people. And he's been really good to me, and he's done a really great job. So
we're going to have a little taste, a little preview of what's about to happen tomorrow. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, we're here, we're recording, and we've been working on it. So why don't we give them just a little piece?
Okay. Here comes his theme music.
All right.
Ask the Credit Cowboy about credit mysteries. Ask the Credit Cowboy before you.
Everything starts with credit. You can't do anything in America without credit. That's the way our system is built. And home mortgages, just like Mortgage Mom said, is built around the credit score, and all starts with credit. So what does your credit score consist of? What does your credit report consist of? Well, it's five basic things. And one is inquiries. Now, an inquiry is when you're inquiring for new money. You want to kind of watch how you do your inquiries.
Okay, but I do want you to touch really quick on, because we've talked about it on the radio show a couple mm-hmm. weeks back, and then I actually have had about four people just this week call me who had applied with other lenders, mm-hmm. and they were really worried about reapplying with me, very discouraged. Other lenders had told them no, or there was nothing that they could do. Credit score was too low, and I had to reinforce that that's okay, that I can re-pull credit. So talk about that for a minute, just since we hit inquiry.
Sure. Well, when you're looking for a loan, you have to pull your credit report from that specific lender that you want to get to. So during a 14 to 45 day period, you are given the right to shop, which means you can pull your credit as many times as you darn well please without getting multiple hits on your score. You're going to have one inquiry for all of those. So let's say you go to six people before you finally decide and come to your senses to come to Mortgage Mom Radio. When you do that, your only score that's...
That was a great plug. I love that. That was an awesome plug.
Got to take care of my girl here.
All right.
The only time you're going to get the hit is going to be on the first initial inquiry. So keep it to 14 days. It goes technically to 30 days, but 14 days is your best bet because some of the scoring models do differ.
Mm-hmm. Now, answer one more question. Mm-hmm. I get this question a lot, and obviously I know the answer, but you're the credit guy, and I'm letting you do this piece, so I'm going to let you keep answering. I have a lot of people that get confused. They don't understand why when I pull the credit report, my credit score that I get, that I see, is different than what they see on Credit Karma or watching their own Experian credit report, one of those services, which, by the way, I monitor with all three. And right. Recently I've noticed that it's starting to get a little closer than what it used to be. But can you explain a little bit why it might be different when a lender pulls it versus what they're seeing?
Sure. So you have FICO, which is Fair Isaac Corporation, and everybody else is FACO.
Oh, so that's what FICO stands for, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Fair Isaac Corporation and everything else, it's off. So Experian is probably the closest one as far as scoring model. But the reason on Credit Karma, and how many people use Credit Karma out there?
A lot.
A lot of them do. Mm-hmm. So the reason for the scoring difference is if you look on Credit Karma, it says based on Vantage 3.0. It's a score that they have based on their model. It's not based on Fair Isaac Corporation. And not only that, the biggest difference is a lender's criteria is more narrow than Experian, because guess what? She's going to loan you $500,000, mm-hmm. and they want to make sure you have the ability to pay back that loan in a good and solid way. So they want to make sure that their criteria is what you're going by. So it's a more narrow search field.
Right. So I always explain to everybody that we actually tell the credit bureaus what we want them to score the credit score against.
Correct.
So when we pull, we're saying we want to know, you know, do they have a mortgage? Has it been paid on time? What is the ratio of debt to open credit card balances, you know, collection accounts? And we're giving them those, that criteria that we're asking them to return a score based on those specific things. So it will be a little bit different than like a raw score that you'd get, you know, looking at Experian or so. Okay, I'm sorry. I totally miss. I keep jumping in and asking you questions, and I'm getting you out of your flow.
No,
so.
I'm going to flow with the flow.
I like it. I like it. We're going to flow together.
We're going to flow with the flow.
All right.
So another factor about 10% is the types of credit that you use. So people want to say, hey, you know, should I get a car loan? Is that going to help my credit? Or should I get a credit card? Well, suffice to say, revolving credit's going to help your score more. It's a little more volatile. However, you can increase your limits. They do also report monthly, and it's a different dynamic than an installment. You do want to have a mix and match of your types of credit. You want to be balanced, but revolving is where you're going to stick to get the most impact on your score.
Yeah, and I have a lot of people ask me, if I pay off my car loan, will my credit score go up? And I typically tell them no.
It'll go down.
Say that louder.
It will go down.
Yeah.
If you don't have the finances, what do you do?
Okay, that's it. That's all you get. That's just a little taste of the webinar tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. So if you guys want to tune in again, don't forget. You guys need to go to YouTube, search for Mortgage Mom Radio. Don't forget the radio, please, or you won't get me. But Mortgage Mom Radio channel, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. You guys will see Workshop 105. And if you click on that, there is a little bell that you guys can set a reminder, and YouTube will send you a quick email 30 minutes before we go on. And we will do the premiere. And of course, we want to see all those questions coming into the feed during the premiere so that we can track down your questions, take them down. And then at the end of this home buyer workshop series that we're doing, we're going to be giving away those Stagecoach tickets. But go to YouTube right now, get yourself all set up, subscribe to the channel,
now's
set
a good
your
time
reminder.
To do that. Yep.
It is. Set the reminder now, because tomorrow I guarantee you at 10:30, you're going to be busy doing something and you'll totally forget all about it. And 11:30, you're going to say, dang, I forgot the Mortgage Mom Radio YouTube thing. So if you go and you do it right now, YouTube will actually send you up that quick reminder. And if you have the YouTube app on your phone like I do, it will actually send you a quick notification as well a couple minutes before it starts. So that way you'll know that you won't miss it. You guys can watch it. You can learn all about credit. You can ask us all the questions you want. You're getting yourself enrolled in the possibility of winning two tickets to Stagecoach. There's a lot to be said about all of this. Education, fun, and financial fitness.
Okay, well, let's forecast a little further ahead, because up next is Team Whitney.
That's right.
From teamwhitney.com, and they're doing an event at the end of March.
That's right, March 31st. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have her say that again, because I always get dates wrong and I always say the wrong day and time and everything, so we'll ask her. Uh-huh.
So we'll get that going, and your texts right now. Text the word MOM to 474747 and let's get going.
That's right. And if you guys don't know how to win those tickets to Stagecoach, you know how you do it? You text me. Text the word MOM to 474747. Once I respond to you, go ahead and ask me your question. Best question is going to be picked at the end of our home buyer workshop series, and we will reach out to you and let you know if you did win those two tickets to Stagecoach. But what I do need you to do is make sure that you give me your name, and also give
first me and last
please and give me an email address. That way we have every way that we need to contact you if you are the winner. So on to Team Whitney. This is a really great thing. She's doing a really big event. Should we get her on the phone?
We'll do that next.
Okay.
The Mortgage Mom.
Here's Ken from Lakewood.
Okay.
He says, you covered the one extra payment a year.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
If you make one additional payment per year, so instead of 12, you make 13, that you can easily cut about 7 years off of your mortgage. So your 30-year mortgage turns into approximately 23 years, but just by making one extra payment per year.
So he says, how much time is saved with two extra payments per year?
You're probably going to save somewhere around 12 years off of that 30-year mortgage.
That's just ballpark.
Ballpark.
Without the MOM calculator.
Without the MOM calculator, without doing an amortization spreadsheet and actually plugging
what?
That in.
Yeah. All these words yes. I'm learning.
If you want to know specific to you and your mortgage, call me and I'll do that calculation for you. 844-935-3634.